And now, tennis in the UK.
The Wimbledon Championships are a quintessential date in the British social season. Like Royal Ascot and the Henley Regatta, the tennis tournament is steeped in history and tradition. Since 1877, it has been held at the All England Lawn Tennis Club in Wimbledon, London, at the end of June and the start of July. What started as a garden party competition is today a major international sports event. Along with the Australian Open, Roland Garros in France, and the US Open, Wimbledon is one of the world's four Grand Slam tournaments, and the only one played on grass. It ends on the second weekend, with the women's and men's singles finals held on centre court. The British summer being what it is, centre court was equipped with a retractable roof in 2019, so play can continue when it rains. Fans fondly remember pop legend Sir Cliff Richard giving an impromptu concert in 1996. He kept people entertained by singing a cappella when rain halted the men's quarter-final match between Pete Sampras and Richard Krajicek for hours. The event has always attracted a high-profile crowd. Ordinary people are joined by celebrities and royalty, who come for the full Wimbledon experience. It is more than just tennis. It is rife with customs, both famous and obscure, reflecting the charms and idiosyncrasies of British culture. The British are famous for their ability to queue calmly and patiently. This is demonstrated every year at Wimbledon. The tournament is one of the few major sporting events where premium tickets can be bought on the day. Each day, people queue to buy a show court ticket or a grounds pass, which gives access to courts 3 to 18. The queue, with a capital Q, often starts the evening before, with people camping overnight. Those who arrive at 6 a.m. will have at least an hour's wait. Cue cards are issued to prevent people pushing ahead of their place. No Wimbledon experience is complete without strawberries and cream. It is said that King George V introduced the custom, but it actually dates back to the first tournament in 1877. Strawberries were in season and were therefore a convenient courtside snack. Today, nearly 2 million hand-picked strawberries are consumed during Wimbledon, along with the traditional beverage, Pimm's and lemonade. A fruity gin-based spirit, Pimm's is mixed into a number of cocktails, including the favourite, the Pimm's No. 1 Cup. Over 280,000 glasses of Pimm's were served throughout the championships last summer. Wimbledon is also famous for its strict dress code. Players must wear white. The rules state that white does not include off-white or cream. Although a single trim of colour around the neckline and around the cuff of the sleeves is acceptable, but must be no wider than 1 centimetre. The code was introduced during Victorian times, when sweat marks were considered unsightly. Last year, the rule was relaxed for female players to relieve anxiety around their periods. They can now wear dark undershorts as long as they are no longer than their shorts or skirt. Wimbledon's ball boys and girls, BBGs, are much admired for their discipline and dedication. Crouching by the net and standing at the back of the court, they swiftly retrieve tennis balls after each play and provide the players with new ones. With an average age of 15, 250 BBGs are chosen from around 1,000 applicants. The ball boy system was introduced in the 1920s. The boys all came from Shaftesbury Homes, a charity for destitute children. From 1946, they were volunteers from local schools and institutions, and since 1977, they include girls. Wimbledon has long enjoyed royal patronage. The first was the Prince of Wales in 1907. The future King George V presented the winner's trophy and agreed to become the patron of the All England Club, a tradition that continues to this day. Catherine, Princess of Wales, is the current patron. King George VI even competed in the men's doubles in 1926. He was eliminated in the first round. The Royal Box at Centre Court was added in 1922 and has hosted both royals and celebrities, including Hollywood stars like Daniel Craig. Celebrities can often be found in the audience too. Idris Elba, Andrew Garfield and Ariana Grande have all been spotted in recent years. Unfortunately, American actors do not always follow the local customs. Brad Pitt was seen eating, not strawberries and cream, but a bag of crisps at the 2023 men's finals. The video footage went viral as fans tried to guess the flavour, stealing the limelight from the spectacular match being played on Centre Court.